Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Is this Roger?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Roger, this is Russell from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Yeah, I know you're a pretty busy guy over there. I don't want to take up too much time here, but you specialize in equipment financing and working capital. I just wanted to know if you have anything going on right now that could use some funding.
No, we don't expect to do any purchases within the next 2 years.
Why is that?
Because we are set on a stabilized contract that ties up the existing equipment and doesn't require a need for more. We have way more equipment than we need, but we're not going to divest any of it. But it
Oh, okay.
also says we don't need any.
Okay, got it. Well, do you have any other, large scale projects maybe coming up, things you need to manufacture that you might need some additional funding for?
I wish such were the case. We don't have any projects coming up, so we're scrambling to try to stay alive.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's just kind of slowed down right now.
And hadn't been right now. It's been for a long time.
Yeah, the economy has kind of taken a bust in that sense.
Yeah, we're on the receiving side of all the benefits of big government.
Yeah, and isn't that the good, God bless capitalism, right?
Yeah. So, no, we don't need anything today, but I appreciate your call.
Okay, well, hey, just out of curiosity, we do have you pre-approved with our company here for both the equipment financing, working capital. I know you don't need it, but that pre-approval was actually up to $250,000 based off of some of your previous financing you did with Southern Bank. Does that sound familiar?
No, actually, we haven't done any financing for a long, long time.
This was actually all the way back in 2008, so could that possibly be?
Doesn't even ring a bell. We've been buying most of our equipment for cash everywhere we expand.
Okay.
So I don't know, but anyway, there must be something going on back there because we get these kind of offers quite frequently.
Yeah, that's
And
usually the case because it's one of those UCC public filings of some financing that was done. This was about 8 years ago. But yeah, just
okay.
out of curiosity, if you were able to have that $250K thrown in the bank, what would you do with it? Besides
Well,
go
we
to Vegas.
probably, yeah, that there's a strong temptation would be there, but we're able to control those temptations. So
Yeah.
it would probably sit there, and I might try to invest it somewhere at a higher interest rate than what I would have to pay on the loan.
That's a smart move, talking to a smart guy then. All right,
Okay.
well, here, how about this though, Roger? Is it possible if I just were to shoot you over a quick email right now with my personal contact information? That way, if the time were to come, hopefully coming towards this new year, the economy can pick back up for everyone, and hopefully we can do some business together.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay, so what's your email, or what's the best one for me to reach you at?
It's R. Calder, RCALDER, 146 at AOL.com.
Okay, great. Well, I'll put a little something together right now and I'll shoot it over your way. And I'll just have my personal contact information and hopefully, things will pick back up and we can get some projects going for you and it can help you fund those.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. You have a great day and happy Veterans Day, Roger.
Okay, same for you.
All right, bye.
Bye.